Views expressed on the following show may not be those of the guests, hosts, or WSPN. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless written approval is given. Now, the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and Lynn Goodness.
Okay, I'm your host, Rick Thompson. Unfortunately, I have some sad news, sad for myself anyway. Lynn won't be with us anymore. He's moving up north, and it'll take him a little bit of a trip to get down here. So after 15 years between a local radio station and Skidmore, Lynn won't be doing a radio show. So what we've decided to do, I've got the okay from four or five people that we're calling them the All-Star Co-Host, Saratoga All-Star Co-Host, and we'll be revolving co-hosts, and I'll be here, but we'll have a different co-host every once in a while between the five of them, and sometimes it may be three in a row, three weekends in a row, whenever their availability is, and we will have a guest too. This morning, our all-star is Pat Kane. He's also our guest. We'll be talking about, if you remember, when we didn't have a guest, Lynn and I talked about various topics, and Pat and I will be doing that today. We have quite a few topics to talk about, and one is, of course, the city charter that's coming up for a vote in November, which is a revision of the current charter. It doesn't revise anything too much. I think they just made a few minor changes, and we'll get into that when Pat gets here, because there's a lot of people being upset. Over 4,000 people wanted to change the form, and they're upset about this rehash of the current charter. But like I say, we'll get into that later. Our phone number is the same here in the studio, 518-580-5783, 518-580-5783, if you want to give a call anytime to ask any question about any issues dealing with the city today. We could go into national politics. There's a couple topics on the burner. Important topics on the burner nationally, but you'll only get an opinion view on that, just like you do on the city politics. But anyway, I'm looking forward to moving different co-hosts into the mix, and but also sad at the same time that Lynn's leaving. Like I said, Pat did text me that he is on his way from where, I don't know. I know he goes out of town a lot and out of the state, so he may be flying back from South America right now. I'm not sure. But we certainly hope he gets here in a little while. Anyway, here comes Pat right now. How you doing, Pat?
Great, how about yourself?
Well, look, if I was any better, I'd be you.
I wish, sorry about being late.
That's okay. Listen, I've got some papers there. I was explaining to our listeners that Lynn is moving away, and so we'll be having, we call the Saratoga All-Star co-host. So we'll be picking a different All-Star. We've got a list of about five.
Yeah.
You're included.
Thank you.
And we'll be picking from the list the five at their availability. So we're going to go that way.
Yeah.
Instead of having just one permanent co-host, this way we can get some ideas.
Get some flavor in here.
Yeah. I just want you to talk a little bit about the Yankees win last night. I got to go see if everything's okay on the radio with your.
Oh yeah. Well, no, I was. We're, you know, as a Yankee fan, you've been somewhat struggling here since the return of Judge. We certainly was without him. We weren't too happy, but he's back now. We're just waiting to see if we're going to kind of return to form, because clearly the Red Sox have had a fantastic team this year and done quite well. But I feel like we've not put our best show on for the last probably 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, well, with Judge, it just shows you what Judge in the lineup does
sure.
for the team. But what I'm concerned about now is that we're shooting for the one-game playoff wild card. I'm not sure if Oakland is ahead of us now, which is okay.
Not yet.
The first two is okay, except the one in first place will host the game. But Tampa Bay, who has the best record in baseball as of the middle of August, and was like 15 or 16 games out of the wild card race, is now 5 games out.
Right.
So it's going to be, there's still a lot of anticipation whether the Yankees, after winning 100 games, will still make the playoffs.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, it's money in baseball with parity.
Yeah.
The Yankees have all young players who are prone to making errors, and it cost them a lot of games. I think they could have beaten Boston in the third game. But throughout the year, because they're young and they're good, they do make mental errors, and that's gone on to hurt them. But we'll see what happens.
While we're right there, before we get into anything real serious, you're now the general manager of the New York Yankees.
Right.
So other than lowering the beer prices there, and the free ice cream for everybody, what else are you going to do? Well, who are you going to get rid of? Who are you going to bring in?
Well, you know, I don't think they're going to bring Sabathia back at the end of the year. I think, you know, he's still a good pitcher, and I think, and he's left-handed, and I think a team like maybe Baltimore, who's going to be in a rebuilding stage, mm-hmm. I think he should go to a team in a rebuilding stage, because he's still a decent pitcher.
Sure.
So he could help them out a lot. It's very hard because the older players on the Yankees are still playing well. Brett Gardner, the fellow they just got brought up or traded for from the Giants.
Oh, Bobby. Bobby Meacham. That's
I can't correct. Think of his last name now. McCullen or something that. He's very good.
Yeah,
but he's been in for 12 years. And that's not a lot. You know, right field cemented with Judge. Center fields or Stanton.
Not a big Hicks fan. I'm starting to become a Hicks fan now.
I'm a Hicks fan. Yeah. He's got 25. The Yankees have 11 players with
12.
12 players with 25 or more.
The statistic was 12 players with 10 or more.
Right,
which is unusual.
Well, he hit 25 last night, his career high.
Yeah,
I think they should get rid of Bird.
I
think he's a good player, but this year was terrible, and I still think based on his past performance, he can still win, somewhere else. I might want to get a first baseman who's taller than what we have now, even though he's good.
Voight.
Yeah.
It seems like, yeah.
But he's a good player.
I agree.
My gosh.
Is he an everyday player? Probably not.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. I'm going to throw a question for first base. What if you took Stanton and made him a first baseman?
Well,
I mean, right now you're playing with like the worst. I was listening to the game the other night, and they're talking about the production coming out of first base. It's the worst in Major League Baseball, not just American League East, in Major League Baseball. The production coming out of first base, so you can live with. I think Bird's mediocre on defense anyways. So if you could teach a guy like Stanton or Judge, somebody who's one of the big boys, to be down there so that you can free up a spot in the outfield for Mike Trout.
but Judge is such a good right fielder. I mean, he is awesome. I'd move
Stanton into first.
But I know what you're saying. Mike Trout, are they Bruce Harper?
Bryce.
Or Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting offseason,
yeah.
Because 95% of the team is set.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're young.
Yeah. But they're I'll tell you, though, Rick, we have been blessed with the American League East. I can't imagine. I never see much of any other league, of course. But, you know, to have the rivalry, the Red Sox have just had an amazing team. This is a wonderful group of players. You know, I don't like to see them beat our team. But by the same token, you have to tip your hat to them and say they had a great
year.
But
you know what? It's like everybody used to say about the Yankees, which the Yankees won't have to pay luxury tax this year. But Boston's the best team of money could buy.
Yes, sure.
They went out. They've got pitchers and spent money, and you know you got to give them credit. They won a lot of games.
Right.
You know they didn't lose very many. But anyway, I want to get into some of the topics.
Love what you've done with the place, by the way.
Oh, isn't it lovely?
If you've never seen this studio,
they're doing a deep clean.
Is that right?
So yeah. So
get some jackhammers because
it's. Well, they got a new system on everything. I have to come in. All the DJs have to come in between today, tomorrow, and Monday to learn the new system.
Yeah.
And I haven't got a clue how it works, and I hope Simon's not listening.
I see the Christmas lights are still up, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I don't think much is going to look different when they come back, except that.
I say posters. Get a lot of posters. You can cover up a lot of stuff with posters.
We got to have posters in for our internet station.
Yeah.
I mean, we got... Yeah, that's going to start popping pretty soon. Got a lot of people that want to be on that, and a lot of people want podcasts, and which we have now. Our show here is up on our internet station, SaratogaBroadcasting.com, as a podcast. So there's a lot to listen to. We played the disclaimer in the beginning that anything the whole say may not be their opinion. Because I got a lot of things I got to say about a lot of people here today. And as I was explaining to the listeners, I'm very perplexed and disappointed in our mayor, in Mayor Kelly. Mayor Kelly was a big supporter and proponent of charter change last year. Got elected, I feel, on that topic only because all the politicians that were for charter change, even those that were underdogs, ended up winning the election. The people that ran for office that were against charter change, even though they were super qualified, lost the election. The election was lost, that the charter was lost by 10 votes. And what I find very, I'll say it. What I find terrible is that with those 10 votes, the county will not do a recount. Even though we won in court, the county will not do a recount. As a matter of fact, Wendy Libertor from the Times Union wrote an article a few months back and quoted the county attorney that they've hidden the TIF files so that nobody can see them. We're talking about 10 votes on a computer voting machines that at this point in time have a plus or minus 5% margin of error. Now, 10 votes out of over 9,000 would fall into that category, and they refuse to do it. So anyway, just to give a little background, and Pat, you can add to this. In January, our mayor, who graciously allowed us to help her get elected, turned her back and appointed a commission to study on revamping the current charter. And why don't you go for there?
Instead, in the past, I've always been pro charter change, simply because of the antiquated form of government that we have. Just doesn't serve the city. I mean, I think the city does well despite the form of government, but could do a lot better.
It's starting to show cracks now.
Oh, sure,
We're growing.
No,
somewhere.
I just, it's a disappointment. I was a big supporter of Mayor Kelly and obviously not going to anymore, but I'm not here to bash her.
No.
What I'm here is disappointing. You know, when they start playing, picking you apart when you try to look for freedom of information, and it's like, well, you didn't give it to the right person. And so instead of saying something, they just reject you.
Right.
Instead of saying, you know, but again, I think the voters will get another opportunity to speak, and this will be this November. And, you know, the proposed charter is out in some forms. It's not out completely, but apparently there's more to come. But no, it was, it's as a person who's been involved a lot, it's exciting to get another opportunity to talk about this. That's for sure.
Right.
Have you had a chance to look at it?
Yeah, I did actually. And there really aren't many changes, only to the negative side, I feel. It must be known that the commission was made up of the commissioners, mm-hmm. the sitting commissioners, and their deputies, their employees. And the chairman of this commission is the city attorney, who was just made full-time with a salary of
$135,000
plus benefits. We still have an assistant city attorney that's part-time, and I don't know why we have two city attorneys when they made one. Now, this attorney, too, also has a law practice, so you know he's not in City Hall at full-time, which he's getting paid for full-time. The thing that bothers...
Was that Vince has a law practice, too?
He has a law practice, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I just want to read a couple items from Wendy's article. She wrote a large article about this, and the headline is "Spa City Charter Vote Gets Complicated." There's two referendum questions that are tied together, which I didn't think you could do. But anyway, first question on the back of the ballot will be is to ask voters to adopt or reject proposals in the new charter. This includes a myriad of changes, including removing elected official salaries from the charter, shifting duties from one department to the next, taking departments away from the mayor's office, pretty much demeaning the mayor's office, although... we'll talk about this after, because the same arguments that this council was against in changing the charter are now doing the same exact thing.
Sure.
The second will seek approval to expand the city council to 7 members, preserving its full 5 commissioners and adding 2 at-large members who will be free of administrative responsibilities.
And authority.
They can't do anything.
That's right.
They cannot do anything.
They're going to work from home. They're going to be remote employees.
Right. And the two at-large officials acknowledged that it can be difficult to be both a legislator and run departments, said Vincent, whatever his name, who's the city attorney. Well, that's what we were going for last year. You have to open up these city hall positions, the administrators, to everybody. If you're working out of town or a young person with a family and you want to run for a councilman or alderman, you should be able to have that responsibility in this form, as we reiterated over and over last year. You can't do that. And the inability to run for city office is one of the main arguments. The other is, okay, so those are the two referendum questions. Should we up the council appointing 2 at-large members who have no, just sit at the meeting and can
Have seats in City Hall. There's a church pew just outside the mayor's office.
That's
if you
right.
See, I think we'll have a little two tray tables and maybe a incandescent light above them.
That's right. And
that's probably where their meeting office will be.
And they can have the a speaker on like they do when they have an overflow.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, but I mean, we'll have to get a new table because 7 people can't fit at that table. That's
exactly.
I'm saying during their office hours. They can sit every afternoon out on the church pew.
Yeah.
And take their...
Well, they can't have office hours because they're going to be working. This is supposed to be for the ordinary people that can be elected to city office and just have nothing to do.
Yeah.
And it will matter.
As you know, I was a member of the last Charter Commission, and we saw a lot of scrutiny on the finances side. And you know, there's been no finances. Obviously, they can't show savings. They're going to project them, I'm sure, but they can't. You know, no one's talking about what their salaries are
right.
for anybody, which is mystifying. Because if you sit down, and you think about it, put a financial analysis and say, "Well, we're going to vote on the salaries later." Well, give us a starting point.
Yeah.
Give us something to react to. You're going to keep everybody at 14.5. I think if you remember last year, we were not keeping everybody's salary. They were taking away benefits because they're not necessary for part-time people.
But that was explained in a financial report before.
That's right.
The election.
Well,
they're not coming out.
They say we'll come out in October.
Yeah, but that's kind of late. For people to digest, and
there's a reason why the charter is handed in 60 days before the election, so everybody who's maybe an absentee ballot has the correct information to analyze.
Now you can vote online up until this week, I think. One of the things that bothers me, and it bothers me a lot about Saratoga in general, they always do things on the sly or under the table. Last year, they complained that I mean the change of the form of government, were going to explode salaries. It was going to cost taxpayers X amount of dollars, and and people wouldn't go for it. They wouldn't allow it. And they got up every meeting for 2 hours, which was a classic debacle and probably illegal. But nobody will do anything about it. What they've done in this charter now is they've stripped all the salaries out of there. And I'll tell you the reason why. And this was because somebody on that commission told me that after the charter, let's say it passes, they can give the deputy commissioners a raise that'll go in effect automatically. They can do that.
Correct.
If they give themselves a raise, the mayor or the commissioners, they can put that in, but it has to be voted on at next year's election, and it can't go into effect until
the next year
because you can't vote yourself. If you're an elected official, you can't vote yourself a raise. You can, but you have to be elected in the next cycle. So what they've done, by criticizing us last year when we had everything out in the open, they've taken all the salaries out,
sure,
and
enough.
Now all those are hidden costs. Hidden costs, and we have no idea. And it was told to me by one of the news people that covers City Hall that Mayor Kelly said that if her salary isn't increased by a lot more than $40,000, she's not running for office.
Yeah.
So... and that job is now worth more than $40,000.
Well, you know, it goes back to the same old story. I mean, what are we going to call these two extra people? Interns? Are they going to be...
Well, it's funny because Bob Turner, the chair, says the proposed at-large council members are clearly junior members.
Yeah.
It states they shall have no powers or authority to serve or act as administrators or directors of any city department or entity. And they shall not have deputies.
So do they get paid the same amount, I wonder?
Yes.
How come they get paid? I mean, in one respect, I'm like, they have nothing to do.
Right.
Second of all, they have no support system.
Let me say this. We don't know at this point because they've stripped all the salary figures out of the charters. We don't know. They could be making $30,000 next year.
Right.
We have no idea. And
Rick, this is like putting your car in reverse.
Yeah,
that's what really this is. It's like putting your car. Hey, we got a car. It's, in my opinion, it's not operating very well. But now we're gonna look in our rearview mirror and we're gonna back up. Doing this in this day and age, when you, as I said, I've always felt like if you appointed a group of people, their opinion should be give us the best that you think we can. Now there hasn't been a charter commission appointed in decades.
Right.
That has suggested we keep the commission form of government.
Right.
Not one. Even the 2001, if you read Harvey Fox's notes, clearly says in 10 years, the city ought to consider changing this form of government. That was in 2001. And every other commission that's ever been appointed or assembled has suggested that we change to a more modern form of government. In this form, what we've done is we put a Band-Aid on a broken-down car and put it in reverse.
Exactly.
Now, it's in reverse. I do want to tell you, backwards.
I do want to tell you that, and Gordon Boyd made a good observation that one of the reasons for doing the charter last year was so that there'd be a clear separation of legislative and administrative duties, but that will still be in the hands of these commissioners if this passes. And if it doesn't, it'll stay in the hands of these commissioners because nothing will change. Except the salaries could even change, but the basic day-to-day operation won't change. One other thing is that they surveyed 200 people, this commission. Mm-hmm. Two-thirds of the people do not want this charter, okay, out of the 200. So they're finding that kind of upsetting because they expected people to say, hey, you want change, here's change. And because of the fourth, our vote lost by 10 votes, as I said.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. We can't. I'm going to say we won, and that's why they lost the tick files.
Here's something that I think Gordon says a lot. The commission form of government didn't win last time because clearly people voted against the city manager because maybe they had wanted the strong mayor.
Right.
So,
I had people tell me that.
Yeah.
All right. They said, I didn't want the city manager. I wanted a strong mayor.
Yeah.
And I said, do you like this form of government we have now? And they said, no. And I said, this is the hardest thing to do is to get this government behind us.
Yeah.
You should have voted yes. And then if the city manager is not working out, then you go for a strong mayor. I says, but with this form of government in here, it's hard to climb that mountain.
And you're going to get the same old. And,
that's right.
And, it's disappointing. But I'm excited to think that people are starting to realize that this is not the answer. God knows when the city will ever figure out when change is right, but this is not the answer. This is first of all, there is no financial analysis. It's coming in the 11th hour, which I think is completely erroneous. And my personal feelings, this is certainly not legal, is that you have a 100% of that commission is paid.
Yeah.
They're not paid to serve on it, but they're paid while they're serving.
Right.
And I've never known any commission that I've ever seen in the last 25 years, which there's been three or four of them, there's always 100% volunteers. Always. Right. This is 100% employee-based that's saying, we're not going to tell you our salaries. Oh, we're going to vote on those after you get this thing passed.
Yep.
And it's not illegal. Boy, I'll tell you, it borders unethical.
Well, and she did not appoint, again, very upset with Mayor Kelly and a number of things, but she did not appoint one citizen to this commission to give the people's view on things.
No.
Another thing that all this stuff bothers me, I'm telling you. The commissioner of accounts, John Frank, who came up with the idea about two extra commissioners, said, we want to show that we are not tone deaf, and people who have regular jobs, who aren't retired, who don't own their own business, can run for office. No, you can't under this form of government. Also, he said that newer residents might be open to the idea of more commissioners, and that he said if this plan goes through, the council could be expanded to 9, which there would be 4.
That church pew is going to get awfully crowded.
That's right.
They're going to have a tough time. Well, trade tables, when you buy trade tables, you get them instead of 4.
That's right.
So that may work.
That may work. So I would urge every voter.
So let's play a role. Let's do some role playing. Let you be Skip Scirocco.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm the guy that doesn't have a department. And someone calls me up and says, hey, Pat, my streets aren't getting plowed correctly, or my water's brown, or my leaves aren't being picked up, or blah, 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 blah. But I have no department. And I'm going to call you up, Skip, and say, hey, I just got a call for of a constituent who says this, this, and this. What have we done?
Well, first thing.
You put somebody in the middle an uncomfortable situation.
First thing, he could not call Skip Scirocco because Skip Scirocco will not take the phone call.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
all right?
Yeah.
In all his 10 years, he has not taken one phone call from a constituent. All right? So that right there blows the whole thing about him going to Skip Scirocco. But I know what your point is. It's now added a middleman, which is one thing they said they didn't want in the old charter, is someone to go to a city manager. They were afraid one of the aldermen would go in and complain about a city worker not doing their job.
But just think about it. This is you know, and I love Gordon's observations about still looking for the improvements here, the democracy, the transparency. I mean, we're allowing somebody to run for office, but we're really not giving them any authority to do it, whether you're an elected or whether you're in the city council. I would ask them, can you point a city that has this? Right. I mean, you can't find a functioning city right now that's adopted the commission form of government in the last 60 years. So that in itself is like, why are we even entertaining a form of government that is so rejected by so many municipalities around the country, but yet we still somehow think it really serves us well?
Well, that's because in their legends in their own mind.
Nobody's got these junior aldermen, appointments there. I looked around. I can't find any commission form of government that has two. Junior officers.
Now, if they wanted to really change for the better, they would have expanded the council to 7 members, mm-hmm. have them as voting members, and have them be able to look in every department to see if there's shortcomings because they're on the council. But they have no right to do that under this form.
I'd like to also ask you a question. Do any of them get are they going to get benefits?
Yeah, they're on the council. The benefits. They'll get a salary and benefits. All right. So there goes. That's what I'm talking about. This council complained. Michelle Madigan and John Frank and Skip Scirocco complained for 2 hours during a regular council meeting that people were going to be paid more, that we were going to put the city $1 million in debt, which was an absolute lie. And I can say that. It was an absolute lie. And they're doing the same thing now. And I don't see one council person getting up and saying, this is not right. We're increasing salaries. But wait a minute. All our elected officials were on this commission, so why wouldn't they give their deputies a big raise? Or why wouldn't they give themselves a big raise that has... I agree it has to go in the next year's thing. But I will say this, and I'm saying two things. I would like everybody, and I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to band together to promote this not to be passed. And I'm gonna say that that band will be large. We're going to try and get all 4,000 people that were in the voting positive for the last change to talk to their friends and say, you know what, this is worse than the charter we have now, which is worse, the worst thing. And I think I'm gonna guarantee, I'll tag this show, that there will be 5 people running for office next year that are not Democrat or Republican.
Really?
Yes. They're gonna be independents. The reason why is because we have 3 council members that year after year after year after year run unopposed, a Republican and 2 Democrats. Now, the 2 parties have to have a deal made between each other that they won't run someone, the Republican Party won't run someone against the 2 Democrats, and the Democrats have promised them they will not run anybody against the Commissioner of Public Works.
Now, I've been hearing there's quite a bit of grumblings within the Democratic Party And there's been some pretty big upheavals as well, which is interesting. I think that the Democrats clearly are in control of the city and have been for quite some time, yeah. and will continue that way.
Oh, their numbers are increasing.
Well, just the Republicans can't get any candidates.
Well, they can't. But what I'm saying is that with the influx of people that move in here, they're Democrats.
Yeah.
The city has more registered Democrats now than ever in history because we're getting a lot of downstate people moving up into Saratoga to buy the condos and the larger homes. And the county has never experienced, the county as a whole are still more registered Republicans. But as one of the officials in the county said, they're getting nervous because the Democratic enrollments are increasing in the county too.
Yeah.
But this is because the Republicans, who, by the way, is led by a disbarred attorney, is the chairman.
What's his name?
Hogan. Okay, Matt Hogan.
You can't hold that against him.
I can't hold that against him. The people that he finagled could hold it against him.
There's so much chicanery going on. I mean, you just sit there and you're thinking. I mean, I'm laughing here because it's disappointing when people don't see what goes on and they think, well, everything's just great.
Yeah.
You know,
we've
got a commissioner's son who was arrested for DWI. What was that, flagrant? Or is it, what's it called? Where he had blew a 1.18. in February.
Yeah.
And he still has not pled. Every time, apparently, he just keeps adjourning his case. Yet, here's what the impact of the taxpayer is. That guy is a city hall employee
right.
for his dad. And now his son, this guy, Mark, is being driven around every day by another city hall employee
so.
Who did this exact same job. So now you're paying twice for one job.
One job.
But like if that happened to somebody else, if you were a regular city hall employee, you'd be fired.
You'd be fired.
Yep.
And his father's the commissioner of public works. The first thing off the bat when they had arrested him that night, he should have said, "I am leaving the decision making to the human resource person. Will now take over this case." He didn't. The city didn't make him, so he's kept his son on working. I think he even got a raise. Will not do anything about it, and it should have been put in the human resource
department. Well, 1.18 is almost three times the DUI limit.
Right.
Over twice what driving while intoxicated. I mean, this is a felony.
Well, when you say, and they're looking, they think they found another time when he was DWI, but he had to pay a fine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now, here's another thing. Everybody thinks Saratoga Springs is rosy and nothing crazy can happen. His girlfriend.
Now his wife.
Who went to pick him up at the police station, drove to the police station, and when she went inside, she was a DWI, and also had their son in the car. And we don't know what's happened to her, but this whole city just makes you laugh. Before we get off of this, Pat, there's a couple more things that frustrate me. As we know, I'll get to the DA after, but the County Republican Committee chairman was reelected.
Okay.
This is the same man who donated $1,000 to try and defeat the proposal last year for change of government. He gave it to the group called Success, who was the anti-charter group. I am under the belief that any monies raised for candidates have to go to candidates. It cannot be used for a specific city's proposition. So here now we've got the county pulling illegal acts, and they reelect a guy. All right, and
I just like for them to have five Republican candidates run against five Democrats or five independents,
right.
Whatever. This is the reason why, not this particular case, but I mean, there's a reason why city's not being served well because people cannot run for this form of government. You can put these two juniors in there. You really, they're not a participant in the government. They just, they're like globbed on to the side of this archaic old boat. And, you know, until we can get it so that we have real viable candidates. I mean, I know Mrs. Madigan says she's not going to run, at least for the finance commissioner's job. I mean, I guess that's foregone conclusion because Mayor Kelly probably is not going to get her $40,000 salary. And so Mrs. Right. Madigan will probably run for mayor.
But I will say this, that the Democratic committee had their doubts about Madigan last time.
What'd they do? What happened? I didn't
know. there was a big fight. They were not going to back her.
Yeah,
they had.
But didn't she just lose some state Democratic committee? Someone told me the story. I'm not sure if I got all the details, but this fellow that runs the Democratic county level, I don't forget his name, Todd something, Todd Kerner. Todd, okay. I think. Well, maybe don't hold me to that. I think it's Todd Kerner, yeah. But. So Todd says, we're going to have Larry Bowman and Michelle Madigan. And I guess the Democratic Party said, no, we're not. And they instead of electing Madigan and Bowman, they elected two other people. Okay. Manita, who was with us on the commission, I guess, won. And another guy, I think his name is Patrick Sullivan.
Okay.
So out go the Madigans. And also, I guess Mr. Madigan was bumped off the Democratic Party as well.
He was off the commission.
Off the committee.
Yeah, off of the committee.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
he was.
I guess the Democrats have kind of said enough is enough.
Well, there was almost a split vote with a very slight majority to back Madigan last time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was told that she almost didn't get their nod.
I think I've spoken to several people who are just so outraged at the last review, the charter review, the treatment of that. They are going to run. And so there will be some interesting primaries. And I think there'll be some interesting elections. I think I already know a few that are going to run for DPW.
Okay.
Not because they want to join this form of government, but just to kind of be an agent of change.
Well, if there are credible candidates that run, I will not. We'll know early next year.
Yep.
I will not start my campaign to get five independents to run. I've already got two of them that said they would run for the unopposed positions and for mayor. All I'm trying to pull now is DPW and Commissioner of Public Safety.
Yeah.
If we can get that, and if nobody comes up for those, we'll have independents run for them because nobody is going to run unopposed next year. Nobody. Yeah. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
One of the other things while we're staying on this, there was a letter to the editor last week from one of the, let me see, I got to watch my words carefully here because, the opinions are not
that
of myself. One of the, funny people, and I don't mean haha funny. I mean loony funny. People wrote this article. Democrats and Republican commissioners and deputies all worked together to update the City Springs charter. Thanks to Mayor Kelly and the knowledgeable team she appointed to this year's review, it makes the government even more efficient and more effective. It was refreshing to listen to an in-depth discussions as the Charter Review Commission members went line by line through the charter and made improvements to voters to consider. Now, the previous commission that you were on went line by line.
Oh, of course we did.
I mean, it's like he's saying
we weren't getting paid to do it.
Right. They're getting paid to do it.
And we weren't setting our own salaries for the future.
Now, they're going to hold outreach committees. City commissioners and deputies will hold outreach meetings this month. We can ask them questions about the proposed changes in the current charter. And it was great to see everyone working for the good of our city, then protecting their departments, thereby disproving the negative silo description circulated during the last year. I hope that voters will approve this commission's work and vote yes in a referendum. Now, I'll say this.
But in his comments yesterday in the paper with Times Union, he can't commit to the two extras.
Right. He can't commit to voting for the two extras. His wife, neither can Kaufman Ken and his wife, Jane Wee.
Why?
Why?
Who's on first?
Yes. Weiss on Kaufman's side. They have separate names, so people don't know that they're both in that same category. But anyway, what he's alluding to is that the silo description is negative because of this new charter. We still got five separate departments, and no other commissioner can go in another one's department, so I still think that constitutes five separate silos, Richard. If you need an explanation of that, I will hold an outreach meeting so that you can attend, and I'll have graphics, and Pat can design them for me because he's very good on PowerPoint, on what the silos looked like 10 years ago and what the silos will look like after the election if this changes, right? So you can know what the silos look like. I don't want you to think that they're not silos anymore and we go like that. One of the things I wanted to talk about was the vote for DA. Now, no Democrat ran for the post. Here again.
Well, that goes back. I mean, you look at it, same thing holds true. You've got, goes back to this. I think there's a strong Democratic presence here in the city, but certainly is not in strong in the county because, no. You know, I would say that I think there's 25 or 26 municipalities in the county government.
Right.
And I think less than half have an active Democratic Party. And therefore, I mean, I think Mr. Kerner, if that's his name, I think it's Todd.
Yeah, or the chairman.
Yeah. His role is to find people to.
Right, Zillman.
Huh?
Zillman is the chairman of the Republican.
Oh, is it?
Okay. But you're saying the
Democrat.
The Democrats. Oh, yeah,
here they've got, you know, presence, but you go to other municipalities and they've got very small number of people participating.
Right. I can't remember that. But it says he became, Zillman became chairman when. Steve Bulger was bulging so much, he left for the administration of the U.S. Small Business.
Okay.
But anyway, they, these, where is it here? I had it and I want to read it for.
But
for a good reason.
It really
here.
Boils down to the fact is that you're sitting there at both at the county level and at the local level. You're just not getting adequate representation.
Nah, you're not. Anyway, DA Karen Hagen wins primary with no opponent in November. She's poised for a second term. She was in a, what do you call it, when she was in a primary with someone from her own party who... The committees backed him, okay? Republicans backed him. And every early indication was that he was going to win. Now, it was a, he was a former, I think it's Rensselaer, city policeman. And it was a tough road for him. He lost the backing of the Saratoga Springs Republican Committee after every other municipality and the Saratoga County Republican Committee reversed their endorsements and went for Hagen. And it says, Amedeo, a defense attorney who was a former Rensselaer City policeman, also faced some bad press for his role in a high-profile lawsuit that our DA was prosecuting. His bankruptcies after a divorce, his attempt to win permanent disability for himself, and his faltering campaign funds. That's when they started pulling back their endorsements. Okay,
yeah.
So Hagen had the endorsements of all the of the county's Republicans, town and city's commissioner Republican endorsements. But he still insisted after the. Election, he was still the right choice for the job because of experience as a police officer and knowledge of how and why criminals commit crimes. This guy should be a DA or a PA because he knows how criminals commit crimes and why they do that. So if he's a private investigator, you know, he probably could do really good because he knows how it's done.
Mm-hmm. Hey, quick question for you.
Yeah.
Since you know, changing gears a little bit for you. You know, as you know, that last commission raised a lot of issues, mm-hmm. things like water quality, the ability, the transparency into government, the ability for for us to save money. Has anything changed? I know that we're now operating out of the rec center due to the unfortunate accident at City Hall. But, I mean, have you seen anything about any of the water quality improvements? I haven't.
I haven't. I know that they had a big asbestos problem that had to be taken care of before they could start to do any work.
Mm-hmm. at City Hall, that's got to
be that. City Hall. You're talking about water quality.
I mean, until the, you know, I would expect a business as usual. I mean, I had some work done by DPW, and, I know that they're still out doing stuff. But,
right.
I mean, it's just the operations at City Hall are now moved to this thing. But aside from all of that, have you seen, I mean, we raised a lot of issues with water quality in Desert Crest.
Right. No, there's been no,
nobody's changed that.
Nobody's changed, and I refuse to drink Saratoga City water.
What about
water.
The lawsuits? I haven't heard anything. What's the latest on the lawsuits?
I haven't heard about the lawsuits either.
Here
we go. No transparency to the citizens on any issue that happens in City Hall.
Yeah.
Everything's kept within City Hall.
Yeah.
You can ask at a meeting when you have your 2 minutes to talk to your counsel. That's the only chance you have to talk to your counsel is a two-minute period for a total of 15 minutes. So if you got 10, 15 people that want to talk to their counsel that night, some of them are going to have to be left off because you only have 2 minutes. But one of the things that came out in the news was that, hold on, we have a caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, it's Uncle Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, I'm glad you're rebroadcasting again.
Isn't it nice? Yes, the summer is over.
Yeah, I listened last week, and actually most of these subjects aren't of importance to people down in Florida, but I wanted to compliment your co-host today.
Isn't he something?
He is well-informed, and he collaborates with you very well, and it's been an interesting discussion.
Well, I'll tell you, Pat's always been a hero of mine. He's very well knowledgeable.
I can see why. Yeah.
He's been on a few committees, the city design review and such, and he knows an awful lot about the city and how it works. And not only that, he's a Yankee fan, you know, he's a friend and all that stuff, you know? So,
Yeah. Well, Aunt Marie and I are fine, and regards to the family.
And the same down there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Loyal listener, huh?
What's that?
He's a very loyal listener.
Very loyal listener from Florida. City Hall came out this week in the news, might take until next year to be finished. So says the mayor.
Yeah.
Now, I find a little bit of a problem with that because the Commissioner of Public Works is in charge of all city-owned buildings.
Yep.
And I would think City Hall is owned by the city.
It is.
And he hasn't uttered one word yet about the condition of City Hall.
Oh, gosh, no. Why would you need to know that?
He should be the spokesperson, not the mayor.
Sure.
And he's in charge of everything. In the city-owned buildings, everything. So, you know, we'd like to hear from him to make sure he can still talk and not watch TV in his office.
Well, to Uncle Jack's point, you know, we're all pretty well connected in and around City Hall.
Yeah.
And, you know, the big discussion that's not out in the public is the fact that all the modifications that are changing, or people are going to say, I want to move to this area and I want to go there. And there's a lot of backbiting going on right now because of the modifications they want to make now that they've got all the walls and everything ripped out.
Right.
But it's business as usual.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's like the mushrooms, you know, you're kept in the dark and got nothing but you know what.
Right.
And there's no transparency.
Or it's manure.
There's no transparency. I mean, you can't fill a FOIL request. I mean, you get denied every time. They just don't want to show you the stuff.
That's
but
right.
But more importantly, it's just like there's no public reporting. If you look at that charter that they got out there, it talks about they're required to do a report.
Yeah.
Doesn't say when. Doesn't give you a date. It says they're supposed to do it. So when is that due? And if you look back in time, they do annual meetings annual reports at some point, but you never know when it's coming. It just shows up or doesn't show up at all.
Now, I'll tell you, the best information you can get from City Hall is from Wendy Libitor. She digs and digs until she finds out what she wants to find out, and still is frustrated because of because of that. But we don't know what the cost of redoing City Hall is. This may have been a great opportunity to build a new City Hall in the parking lot that the city center wanted.
Yeah.
It would have been a great opportunity. They could have used the current City Hall as a museum, you know, because our form of government's so antiquated. It's. But they still could have used that as a museum. Gloversville did this, you know. They had the same type of City Hall. I think the same developer or designer in Saratoga was the same one in Gloversville. All the buildings look the same when you go down Main Street. They're all Victorian,
yep,
in bad shape,
yep,
what Saratoga looked like in the 70s.
Sure.
But it's very similar. So they decided, and my father happened to be on the council that year, they decided that they were going to build a new City Hall because it costs so much to run with the high ceilings and the antiquated offices and that. So they built a new City Hall with the police department on one end and garages down below where the city police cars could park, and a nice parking lot. Would have been a perfect time to do that instead of wasting all this money.
Sure.
On doing City Hall. And one of the things that bothers me the most is what happened to that $750,000 toilet for Commissioner Madigan. Is it still standing, or did it get damaged too? Because we're in a big pile of doo-doo if that got damaged.
Well, it's, who knows?
Who knows?
It is, to your point, though. I mean, this charter that they're putting out is clearly self-serving.
Yep.
If they were really looking at making the modifications that the last charter commission actually would have done, but they don't want to do it. They don't want to, you know, they would prefer to have the elections more difficult to run for office.
Right.
Open it up. But again, I'd be anxious to see if any one of them would drop off and combine their services. I mean, would John Frank be willing to give all his duties to Michelle Madigan and be without an office? I doubt it. Because it's, you know, so that's the point, is like they're going to want to keep everything just the same, because it does not open it up for the people to run for office, because you're managing your personal life and your business life. But there's so many flaws in this, I don't even know where to begin.
No. See, even the departments, the way they're set up. Now, John Frank's a CPA.
Right.
He should be the Commissioner of Finance.
Well, in an ideal world, sure.
But Madigan, right. In a perfect world, sure. I mean, under a city manager form, this would have, you could do it.
Yeah.
Madigan can only do small budgets. I mean, and because she's created deficits over the last couple of years, she should be Commissioner of Accounts.
Well, you know what, to be honest, the budgetary stuff is really hard to follow, and you almost have to have an MBA to really understand it.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be this complicated, but we're just putting lipstick on a pig.
Sure.
This is not an improvement. It's actually regressing, and I hope that people understand that. And as many times as I've asked people to vote yes, I'm going to say vote no.
That's right, vote no. Hey, one thing before we leave, I want to discuss the historic Saratoga racetrack. Is it the Historical Society?
No, that's nobody has any oversight on that. Preservation Foundation waived off, I believe, on that. And,
yeah, they did. Okay.
Review, they were taken off that.
All right. Now, I have no idea why they did that. That racetrack is historical.
Sure.
People have been coming to that track for, 155 years. They haven't, but the same people.
Yeah.
But it's they made a few minor changes, adding on to the reserve seating down on one end. But kept it in its historic perspective.
Sure.
Last year, they added a new back seating, a new restaurant down on the top of the stretch on that end of the building. And now this year, they were approved for building a three-story glass structure to be used as a restaurant and luxury boxes and simulcasting. And this building may be used year-round, and I say maybe, just heard this in the back channels, for lunches, dinners, and parties, thereby taking business away from the city. Also, simulcasting, which year-round, which will take simulcasting business away from the racino or the casino, which the city makes money on. There's a formula that the city, we make about $3 million a year now.
But, Rick, one of the things you're going to see when you see these kinds of things, the city isn't involved in this kind of stuff. They're too busy playing politics every week that they're not involved in these discussions. If they were so concerned about the historic appearance, which they should be, why is that dumpy little trailer on the right there at the front gate? It's been there for 3 years.
Right.
You would not be allowed to. I live in the historic district. I wouldn't be allowed to put that in my front yard, let alone my backyard, or vice versa.
That's right.
So it's the point where the city government is antiquated. They don't have their eye on the ball. They're too busy worrying about their own little fiefdom, whatever you want to pronounce it.
Right.
And the bottom line is, this is what you get. You just signed a 30-year lease or 30-year contract with a fiber optics company that, if you do your due diligence, you realize what a terrible decision that was, a 30-year commitment.
Well, there was a letter to the editor, and this we can do on another show next time you're in. There was a gentleman who is in that business that wrote a long reader's piece about how bad this is for the city. I mean, bad.
But nobody is held accountable for that. It's like, we're going to get you free internet service. Baloney, you're going to get free internet service.
That's right.
You're going to be tied to an ISP cluster you know what.
Well, yeah, and it's all going to be out of City Hall that has control, and they'll know.
We have to provide this company manpower for 30 years.
Yeah.
Don't see how that works.
No, I don't either. And they dug up the roads and just patched it with blacktop. Now our roads resemble that. I was just down in Queens last week visiting a friend who had a stroke. Yeah, and our roads are worse than New York City, whose roads are not great, let me tell you. And you go down any roads in Saratoga, and you're singing, and it sounds like you're vibrating all the time. But I just don't know why we don't become... I know it's state-owned property... that was once city-owned property, but the city couldn't find the deed when Morrissey turned it over to the city. You should be involved and put pressure on NYRA to do things the way Saratoga. I mean, that's a gem in our city.
Disappointing if what you say is true. If they have a year-round destination there, built on what I would consider public monies.
Right.
And I don't know what the tax implications are there, but what about the restaurateurs that have been working hard as heck year round, and now all of a sudden we've got a new destination outside of the business district? It isn't even just that somebody goes there for dinner. They just don't go downtown.
Right.
So when you got them downtown, you've got, now we're going to have paid parking probably. So, now we don't even get to collect on their parking fees.
Right.
That's another topic.
And that's another topic. And the only other thing is that I know people this year were saying they're not coming back to the track. It was one of the most beautiful tracks in the country, and now it's just becoming another playground for kids and all these side things, and it's not really what it used to be. So anyway, Pat, I want to thank you again.
You'll be here a lot, I hope.
You'll be here a lot, and you're one of the all-stars, and we have an all-star team every week of the year now, and I hope you're back because there's a lot to talk about other than charter, although we will be, as we get closer to that vote, we will be looking at what some of their input is on the financials, if they ever give them out, which I have a feeling they're going to try and make that non-transparent
Course.
So anyway, thanks again. I want to thank everybody for listening. We appreciate you, as always. You're great listeners, and we'll be back next Saturday with another interesting show, and take care.